Morning. Okay, before the youngsters go out, let's just pray for them and us. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have the children here. We thank you, Lord, that they are here in a place where you are honored, where your word is read, where your name is praised. And we pray, Lord, as they go out, we pray for them. We pray, Lord, that you will bless them. We pray, Lord, that you will bless those who teach them. And we pray, Lord, that in what they do, we pray that your name will be glorified. And we pray, Lord, the same for us in here. We pray, Lord, that those of us who know you would be upheld, we would be encouraged. And our Father, we pray for any here who is outside of your kingdom. We pray, Lord, that you would put that right this day. And our Father, we again ask for that, for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, children. Off you go. And while they're doing that, if you've got a Bible, please open it to Psalm 19. Psalm 19. This is a Psalm of David. And this is what he says. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech, they use no words, no sound is heard from them, yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving